Are you hearing God for this upcoming new year, 2025? This is part two of a two-part series. So now is the moment of decision. In part one of this topic, I recap that 2024 is the moment of decision and there is an open door for each person. I heard the Lord say that 2025 will bring the consequences, good and bad, for these 2024 decisions that are being made. So 2025 is a year of beholding the hand of God. God is already moving in great and mighty ways, and the greatest move of the Lord is upon us, and it's a choice to decide how we want to participate in this move of God. The 2024 decisions will cause further separation among the people of the earth in 2025. To know where I'm coming from, you must be a discerner of times and seasons. Feel back and read the first blog post where I share how God has personally led me to what is to come this upcoming year. I also encourage everyone to continue to seek the voice of the Lord and the will of the Father for oneself, as it says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 8 through 9. The separation that we will see in 2025 will cause three distinct groups of people to emerge. The first group is similar to what we see in 1 Chronicles chapter 9, known as the unfaithful. This group has not fostered faith in the Lord, but has depended on other things. This may be a career, money, self-sufficiency, or even depending on hearing from God through other ministers or pastors. Some in this group may also have more faith in their past relationship with the Lord, but haven't fostered it in the same way since then, and have let the relationship grow cold. God has been speaking and calling you into Him, but you have willingly rejected Him and ignored His voice. For this group, grace period will soon end. God has been merciful, but He is also a just God, so there has to be judgment on the choices taken. If you have chosen to be without the presence of the Lord and lean on other things, well, that's what's going to come to you in 2025. You will be carried away further from your promised land and will be held in captivity. Doors of opportunities will be closed, and even demotions will occur in the natural. You may lose your positions. You may lose even your ministries. From what has already happened in the spirit, it will happen now in the natural. And what I say to this group is repent and do it quickly. In the second group, we can see this example in Ezekiel 37 when we read about the Valley of Dry Bones. Now, this group, God is ready and willing to awaken His people from spiritual slumber and breathe life back into their spiritual lives, their hopes, and their dreams. A wave of revival is sweeping through entire communities, cities, and countries. This group will start to experience the supernatural again as they decide to recommit to the Lord. God is asking this group to live a devoted life and start to prepare for the separation that is to come. My recommendation to this group of people is to go back to the last word or instruction that God gave you and pick it back up. This may be the last scripture you were reading before you stopped reading the Bible. This may be the last instruction given to you by a pastor, or it may be to pick up that spiritual discipline you once had before. Get around spirit-filled believers, submit back under the authority of Jesus, and let Him into every area of your life. Don't hold anything back. Put it all on the table and ask the Lord to put His Spirit into you today. Now, the third group of people that are emerging, I call the suddenly. And this example can be found in the book book of John, chapter 6, verse 21. This is when the group of disciples were on a boat in the Sea of Capernaum, and it was dark and a storm was brewing. Jesus came out in the middle of the storm, walking on water. For this group, the Lord will show up in radical ways. And we must have discernment because it may be an approach we're not used to or haven't seen before. People in this group may already be working in ministry and committed to the Lord, but have felt that challenges and trials have been exorbitant. We must be willing to receive what the Lord desires to do and not just focus on what we think we are doing for the Lord or do anything that is just routine and going through the motions. Once we willingly receive Jesus into our plans and obey the new instructions being given by God, there will be a moment of suddenly. So suddenly you will arrive at your destination. Suddenly you will receive a promise from the Father. Suddenly you will see that the vision that God showed you will come to pass. Suddenly you will see results. You have been faithful. You have been praying. You have been sowing. You have been working. And the Lord will redeem your time. The time is here. You may have thought that the vision was delayed, but when you see the Lord moving, receive Him, say yes to the opportunity, and the Lord will redeem the time. Sometimes it's in the middle of a storm that God uses to initiate the biggest miracle of your life. Not all storms come from the enemy, but our Lord can use all storms to increase our faith. I see new positions, new employment, ministerial growth, blessed businesses, and new streams of income. You will be blessed in this season to be a blessing to others and do great exploits for the kingdom of God. Now is your moment of decision. Which group do you want to be part of? Your choice is not made just with your heart, but also your actions. The actions you take demonstrate the level of faith you have in our Lord Jesus. The Lord wants you to live a powerful 2025, and so do I. I have some questions to reflect on, and please share them with me as you are led. Also, don't forget to join the community in the link that's in the show notes, and you can write to me your responses there. What are you hearing God say to you in this season? Let me know. What is God speaking to you? What are your next steps? This is number two. So number one, what are you hearing God say to you in this season? What are the promises you're hearing? What are the blessings you're hearing? What instructions are you hearing? What is He opening your eyes to? What is He calling you to? Now, you may have heard other people tell you this as well, and it just got stirred up again. Listen to that voice of the Lord. Now, what is your next step? Now that you know God is speaking, number two, question to reflect on, what is your next step? You see the vision. You see the promise. You believe it. This is confirmation. Now that you know, right, walk in faith. What's your next step? What is that step of obedience, that step of faith you need to take? Now, question three to reflect on. How will you show up differently now? So it's not just your next step now. How are you going to show up as you move into that next step? Are you going to be more diligent, more excellent? Are you going to be on time to where God called you to do? Are you going to follow through? Are you going to be more obedient? How will you show up differently now that you know what God is saying, and now that you know and have clarity on your next step. So I'm going to leave you with Isaiah 41, verse 10. Father God, I lift everybody up that's listening to this podcast. I ask that you cover them, Lord, that you be with them, ever present, Lord, that they have encounters with you and experience you more than ever. I pray your words resonate with their hearts, Lord. And it says in Isaiah 41, verse 10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. To those listening, you are not alone. God is going to help you. If he gave you the vision, he's faithful to fulfill his promises and to see it until the end. Continue pursuing the Lord, continue seeking the kingdom of heaven, and all else will be added unto you. Amen. In Jesus' name I pray. So make sure that you follow my new Wix channel. It's a new website and there's a wonderful community that I'm starting. I want to hear from you and I want you to continue to receive biblical and practical content to live a powerful life in Christ. Until next time, bye.